In today's news headlines, U.S. Attorney General William Barr testified before the House Appropriations Committee on Tuesday, for the first time speaking publicly before congressional members since becoming head of the DOJ. Barr confirmed that he would release the special counsel's report to the public within a week.
Within a week, I will be in a position to release the report to the public, and then I will engage with the chairman of both judiciary committees about that report and about any further requests that they have.
That's Attorney General William Barr testifying to the House Appropriations Committee on Tuesday. Democratic Representative Charlie Crist asked Barr to elaborate on one line he wrote in his four-page summary of the Mueller report.
On the question of obstruction of justice, you stated in your March 24th letter that the Mueller report does not exonerate the president. Can you elaborate on what is meant by does not exonerate the president?
I think that's the language from the report.
Right, I understand that.
That's a statement made by the special counsel.
Right.
I reported as one of his bottom line conclusions. So I'm not in a position to discuss that further until the report is all out. And then what is meant by exonerate is really a question that I can't answer. What he meant by that.
That's William Barr testifying at the House Appropriations Committee. Committee Chair Nita Lowey spoke with reporters after the hearing, saying she did not trust Barr's interpretation of the report.
It was clear to me that the Attorney General felt that he was an appointee of the President of the United States of America. And it's very hard for me to believe that he didn't make any changes or additions based on any suggestions that might have come from the White House.
And that's Representative Nita Lowey, who heads the House Appropriations Committee. In immigration news, top-ranking Republican Senator Chuck Grassley on Monday warned the White House not to fire more agency heads at the Department of Homeland Security. Grassley's words came a day after Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen announced her resignation, apparently forced out by President Donald Trump for not being tough enough against immigrant families. Grassley and other leading Republicans seemed to view Nielsen's disturbing legacy in overseeing the separation of thousands of children from their parents as perfectly acceptable. In an interview with the Washington Post, Grassley said he was, quote, very, very concerned about rumors that Lee Francis Cisna, the director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, would be the next to go. Grassley told the paper, one, those are good public servants. Secondly, besides the personal connection I have with them and the qualifications they have, they are the intellectual basis for what the president wants to accomplish in immigration. On Monday, Trump fired the head of the U.S. Secret Service without cause. Reports emerged after Nielsen's resignation that Trump wants to reverse his own executive order ending the family separation policy after a massive public outcry last year. CNN quoted one source attending a recent White House meeting that the president was, quote, ranting and raving, saying border security was his issue. Additionally, according to multiple sources, the president wanted families separated, even if they came in at a legal port of entry and were legal asylum seekers. The president wanted families separated, even if they were apprehended within the U.S. He thinks the separations work to deter migrants from coming. But on Tuesday, Trump publicly denied that he wanted to restart family separations, saying, "We're not looking to do that, no." However, he then boasted about the deterrent effect of separating families, saying, "Once you don't have it, that's why you see many more people coming. They're coming like it's a picnic." In other immigration news, a federal judge on Monday blocked Trump's policy of forcing asylum seekers to remain in Mexico while they apply. Judge John S. Teeger of San Francisco wrote, "Whatever the scope of the president's authority, he may not rewrite the immigration laws to impose a condition that Congress has expressly forbidden." NBC reported on Tuesday that Trump wants to put border agents in charge of conducting credible fear interviews of asylum seekers, saying they will be tougher. And the New York Times exposed the president's hypocrisy with a report on how his Florida resort, Mar-a-Lago, has quietly been removing undocumented employees from its staff. Federal Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin testified in front of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Tuesday, where he was questioned about President Trump's tax returns and the House Ways and Means Committee's recent request to turn over the last 6 years of returns. During his testimony, Mnuchin revealed that lawyers for the Treasury Department consulted with White House lawyers on the request for the returns, even though there's not supposed to be such type of communication.
Our legal department has had conversations prior to receiving the letter with the White House General Counsel.
And did they brief you as to the contents of that communication?
They have not briefed me to the contents of that communication. I believe that was purely informational.
You believe what was purely?
I believe that the communication between our legal department and the White House General Counsel was informational, that we obviously had read in the press that we were expecting this.
That's Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin speaking to Representative Mike Quigley, chair of the House Appropriations Subcommittee, at a hearing on Tuesday. BuzzFeed on Monday reported that congressional Republicans Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows are advising drug companies not to cooperate with their Democratic colleagues in an inquiry into drug prices. The GOP members of the House Oversight Committee took pains to write letters to drug company CEOs, warning them that any information they share with committee chair Elijah Cummings could be made public and could impact their stock prices. According to the letter, Jordan and Meadows contend that Democrats are seeking information that, quote, would likely harm the competitiveness of your company if disclosed publicly. Mr. Cummings has launched an investigation into how 12 companies set their prescription drug prices. According to BuzzFeed, warning companies not to comply with an investigation is unconventional, perhaps even unprecedented. Cummings was flabbergasted, saying Representative Jordan would rather protect drug company stock prices than the interests of the American people. Vanity Fair reported on Monday that Trump's decision to designate Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organization was deeply hypocritical, given that years ago the Trump organization had no problem doing business with a military unit. Citing a New Yorker investigative piece from 2017, the magazine wrote that the Trump organization participated in a scheme that likely helped the IRGC launder money and acquire weapons of mass destruction. Trump's designation of the IRGC as a terrorist organization is unprecedented and means that those doing business with it would face sanctions. The city of New York has declared a public health emergency over a measles outbreak within an ultra-Orthodox Jewish neighborhood in Brooklyn. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the residents of Williamsburg, Brooklyn, would be required to get vaccinated against the highly contagious disease and that those not cooperating would be fined. And finally, Blaise Bonpain, a giant among Los Angeles social justice activists, has died. The former Marian Old Priest, who spent decades doing solidarity work in Central America and who headed the Office of the Americas and hosted World Focus on KPFK for 50 years, was beloved throughout Southern California and the nation. He will be deeply missed by all those who knew and loved and cherished him.